happens that in it the entire creation can become one. It is an open union, because otherwise the prayer would be without meaning, saying that they may be in us. The union of the Son with the Father is so wide open that the communion of the faithful can exist not only according to the pattern of the union of the Father and the Son, but in the community of the Father with the Son, the community of the faithful can exist. So that the communion of the faithful is not only a communion with God, but a communion in God. The doctrine of Trinity is not only a theological concept. The union of the Trinity, the union of the triune God, is emphatically a soteriological concept. The union of the Son with the Father and the Father with the Son is so wide open that we all can exist in this communion of the Trinity. Well, in these two lectures, I've tried to present a biblical theological foundation for the doctrine of Trinity. We have followed certain stations in the way of the Son of God: the baptism of Jesus, Gethsemane and Golgotha, the resurrection, the lordship of Jesus, and finally the eschatological handing over of the kingdom to the Father. We have found certain Trinitarian structures in this history, changing Trinitarian models in this history. And now we shall try tonight to construe a dogmatic concept of Trinity out of this basis, which we have found so far, at least I have found so far, in the New Testament. So tonight it is on the concept, the conceptualization of Trinity out of this biblical material. I will make a change in the lectures and will integrate tomorrow at noon, instead of speaking on a doctrine of Trinity without the filioque. I would like to talk about the passion of God, because this is behind this concept of Trinity, that God is not an apathetic being, but that there is a passion, yes, even a tragedy in God himself. I would like to integrate that lecture instead of the other one because of certain discussions last night with the faculty here, and in order to show that I'm not completely alone with my conceptions of the Trinity and the cruciform idea of the Trinity. It is a kind of survey through Anglican, Russian, and Spanish theology on this point, that there is a passion in God himself out of which this Trinitarian openness comes. Well, that's only an outlook, not a promise, for tonight and for tomorrow at noon. Thank you very much.